Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 30th of September, 2021. I am yours, Kelly Gamont. And with me today, as per tradition, as it is Thursday, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. It's Thursdays with Bob. I love the sound of that.
I love
it
Thursdays.
Means I don't have to have my own podcast.
I love Thursdays with Bob. So we're going to start with you've done some shopping.
I shopped till I dropped. I bought two new iPhones last week. I mean, that's like big purchase, big ticket.
Two. Yeah, that's
two.
They're not minis. Wife, so yeah,
my
they
wife
were
and I.
Big purchases. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
And after okay, last Friday, a week ago Friday, I woke up early, ordered them. You know, I pre-ordered.
Did the thing.
Because Apple really made it easy to order your iPhone the first day. They let you do everything except press buy beforehand. All you had to do at that appointed time, which in Central Time was 7 a.m., was walk in and press the buy button and cross your fingers. And, you know, that was it. You didn't have to type anything. Your whole order was finished. All it needed was for you to execute it at 7 a.m. So
yes.
I executed our order at exactly 7 a.m.
Outstanding.
And both of our phones showed up a week later on Friday, as they were supposed to. And I'm not going to tell you about them yet, because that's next week's story.
Okay.
But I got this funny feeling after I ordered that maybe I had left money on the table, because I kept hearing how the wireless carriers were offering these incredible deals to get you to upgrade to an iPhone 13 or 13 Pro. So I started investigating.
Okay.
And well, first, I did the website thing. I went to my carrier's website, right? And discovered, much to my chagrin, that there was no way to figure out what the price was from the website. They had all these great promises, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, save up to $1,000 when you trade in your iPhone and buy a new iPhone Pro Max, whatever. And so I thought, okay, you know, I just bought two phones paying 100% retail, less the 3% that I get for Apple Card, right?
Yeah.
So I got a 3% deal.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if we can beat that. So I went to my carrier's website.
Okay.
And I'm sad to say my carrier is T-Mobile, and I love them other than this.
Well, you're not sad they're your carrier. You're sad it didn't get you anywhere.
I'm sad that what looked like it was going to be a great deal turned out to be a disappointment.
Okay.
And so, you know, here's the thing. I spent 2 hours at the T-Mobile store, most of which the guy was on the phone with headquarters because he didn't know.
Okay.
It's like, okay, so what happens if I don't trade in this iPhone? Because we had looked at Apple's trade-ins, and they were offering really low, I thought, trade-ins for our phones. I thought, I'd rather keep these as spares than give them up. Because they offered, I've got an iPhone 8 and an iPhone 10. And they wanted, I think it was, they were going to offer $310 total to trade those two phones.
No.
And I thought, you know, Lisa's mom needs a new phone. She's like using an iPhone 5. So yeah, she could take one of those. And one of us will break a phone this year. So the iPhone 10 would probably be a good replacement. And I'd like to keep a phone with Touch ID. So maybe I'll keep the iPhone 8 since they offered like $50 for it.
Sure.
I'll keep that so I can test stuff with a finger ID.
I also advocate the practice of having what I call the drawer phone.
A spare,
just the one that lives in the drawer in case you need it or something.
Yeah. I've heard Dave Hamilton say the same thing. It's like you don't get rid of the last phone, you save it because someone will need it.
Yep.
So I figured, okay, I'm good with that. And then they were offering up to $1,000 for your trade-in.
Yeah.
And I thought, if they'll give me $1,000 for my iPhone 10, which Apple was, I think, offering $300 for, something like that. It wasn't very much. If they'll give me $1,000 for that, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find anywhere on their website where it told you how much. I thought, okay, I'll continue on. And then I noticed that it said you had to have the Magenta Max plan. But it wasn't easy to determine how that differed from my current Magenta plan. Ultimately, after, you know, probably half an hour on the website, I think the plans were the same, except the Max plan had unlimited premium data, whereas my plan, which is called Magenta, mm-hmm. has 40 gigabytes of premium, 100 gigabytes of premium data. And my plan has 5 gigabytes of hotspot, and the new plan had 40. So I'd get more premium data, which is faster data, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get 100 gigabytes of fast 5G. But when I hit 100 gigabytes with my family plan, which I do every month, it slows down to 4G. But they tell you that, you know,
yeah.
they're very clear about that. They don't really call it unlimited. But the other plan, the Max plan, is unlimited premium data, really unlimited. They never slow you down.
Okay.
Plus more hotspot data. And it was $5 a month more per line. I have 4 lines. So that was $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I could kind of live with that. I was almost ready to pull the trigger.
Okay.
But then I couldn't find the trade-in prices anywhere on the website. I thought maybe they'll appear during checkout. So I went ahead and started the checkout process. I couldn't find anything about AppleCare Plus either. They wanted to sell me their own insurance. And
yeah.
I really wanted AppleCare Plus because it covers damage.
Yes.
And I thought, yeah, I think I'd rather have that, even if it's a little more. So I know you can go back and buy that the whole first year. So I wasn't worried about not being able to get it. I ordered. I clicked buy. I was ready to buy 2 phones.
Yeah.
And
pull that trigger.
Yeah, as soon as I pulled the trigger, I got an error message. Sorry, we're unable to process this request. Additional changes may be required to your account. Not to worry. One of our experts will be happy to help. So I thought, okay, fine. I'm going to the store where I can, like, look the guy in the eye and say, are you lying to me?
Yeah.
So I went down to the T-Mobile store to clarify. And guess what? 2 hours later, nothing was clear, but it looked like the deal wasn't really much better than Apple's. There was no way to compare the deals apples to apples because all of T-Mobile stuff is in 30-month increments, and all of Apple's is in 24-month increments. So you mm-hmm. had to be able to. And my math skills are they just suck. So I was in there with.
Well, I don't have to be good at math to know that that sucks. math's not going
to
be great.
To figure out if it's going to cost more to do it this way or that way, and mm-hmm. ultimately, I walked out of the T-Mobile store and just let my Apple order stand. And what I determined when all was said and done was, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So, you know, their whole thing of new iPhone every 2 years for free.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that kind of depends how you define free.
And 2 years, apparently.
Yeah, and I'm not sure and now at the end of 2 years, I own my iPhone. I can do whatever I want with it. I can trade it. I can give it to the kids. I can share it with someone else. Or I can sell it to whatever those, you know, one of those companies that buys used iPhones. But mm-hmm. but I own it at the end of 24 months and I paid no interest.
I
can understand that.
Uh-huh.
30 months, no interest with up to $1,000 trade-in. I can't figure out whether that's better or worse. I mean, it's like, well, how much are you going to give me as a trade-in? Oh, we don't know yet. It'll be a percentage of the value of the phone at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like up to $1,000. I just
or
don't
not,
like the uncertainty.
You know,
I don't like the uncertainty. So I have an iPhone 13 Pro Max with 1 terabyte of storage because I expect to be shooting a lot of cinematic videos. And I paid $15.99 for it.
Okay.
And I spent many hours trying to get a better deal and ultimately decided there is no Santa Claus.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, because right now I want to jump in and take a minute to tell everyone about our sponsor this week, who is SimpliSafe. Now, I've talked about SimpliSafe before. They created a security system and they wanted it to be easy to set up and easy to use. And now to that system, they have added the option of an outdoor security camera. Just like all their other products, this seems like it's been designed by somebody who actually tried to use a currently available outdoor security camera. And the reason I say that is because I, too, have done this. And they created something with great resolution. It comes in at 1080p. It's got 8x zoom. It's got night vision. And it's got a rechargeable battery, so you can put it anywhere, right? But that battery is easy to remove and recharge. So someone actually tried this out, and it's a very nice feature. It also integrates with any SimpliSafe setup, whether it's new or existing. So to celebrate this new product, SimpliSafe is giving my listeners 20% off a new system and the first month of interactive monitoring free. All you have to do is go to simplisafe.com/TDO and customize a system to get set up. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. So, unfortunately, I guess at the end of all of this, it turns out that the carriers are maybe not the best decision if you're in the market for some new gear. Does that sound about right?
It's very, very hard to compare their offer to what you would pay retail.
Mm-hmm.
So it may or may not be better for you. I know people who prefer installment payments, who the 30-month and a new phone every 2-year deal appeals to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's better than buying the phone outright and deciding what to do 2 years later.
Right.
I don't know. But for
for some people, it may be.
Wasn't worth it.
Yeah. Right. So some people may be into that, and that may be great.
I'm not saying the carrier deals are worse. I'm just saying it was very hard to determine if they were really better.
Mm-hmm.
Just dollars for dollars. You know, it's like, yeah, if you want to trade in your phone every 2 years or every year, then you have a different criteria to evaluate. But I just bought a $1,600 iPhone, and I'm expecting to use it for probably 3 years or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And happily, you know, it's like, yes, I know the phone. I know the camera's going to get better every year.
Sure.
But I'm pretty darn happy with this phone and its camera today. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, I've usually been okay with my cameras for a few years, and then I get camera envy. Mm-hmm. So 4 years, 3 years, whatever. But I own it after two. So that means after 2 years, I can decide what I want to do, and I have flexibility. I'm not locked into a carrier. And by the way, my phone's unlocked. Even though I'm paying it off, I guess that's just the way it works when you buy it with the Apple card.
Directly from Apple, it comes unlocked. So it looks like 3% back on your purchase and 0% interest might make Apple Direct on an Apple card the best deal.
Well, certainly it wasn't unacceptable. And since I know you don't really get discounts on Apple products except at the end of their life or in the refurbished store.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, you know, I got the best deal I could get.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my phones 3 weeks sooner. That was the other thing, was the T-Mobile, even if I bought them, they were looking at delivery in mid-October.
Okay. So it even comes
if that matters, sooner to boot. If that matters, you probably want to look at Apple first.
Yeah.
And probably only and you want to be there that first Friday and order then, because by about, I don't know what time, but sometime Friday, orders started being reported as not showing up on the following Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you waited more than a few hours, you were still going to get it later than Friday, the 24th.
Yeah. 24th, I think. Yeah. Something like that.
Whatever last Friday was.
So you are getting a new phone. I'm very excited to see what the accessory situation is going to be. It's going to be a lot of, I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, the cases, it's funny because, you know, I get a lot of cases. You probably do too. But last year's cases just barely don't fit right.
Yep.
It's kind of sad because I had a bunch of cases I liked for my iPhone 12 that I was testing, and those are.
And it's basically just enough to be like really irritating. It's not like, I think there was an iPad case or maybe it was an iPhone case where, if the back was just sort of, if it was, you know, just the sort of standard issue plastic, you know, TPU or whatever back, you could take like a sharp knife and, carve it just a teensy bit bigger and then it'd be fine for the camera bump or whatever it was. And there was, I think, one iteration where that was a thing that you could do, and then otherwise, you know, none of the rest of it worked. But it would really be nice if that were an option in the future. So anyway,
maybe next year.
That's gonna do it for us today. As always, Bob, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for braving the retail stores so the rest of us don't have to. I appreciate you throwing yourself on the mobile provider hand grenade
under the bus. The mobile provider bus. That's what that felt like.
I was trying to be positive by only calling it a hand grenade.
That was a good metaphor, but really, I was thrown under the bus. I, here's the thing. I hate going to stores, and I hate wasting time. Mm-hmm. And so this was excruciating for me.
So that was even worse.
I know. And I like T-Mobile almost all the time. But this was an occasion where they just didn't.
Afternoon.
No, and you know what? I, it's not just T-Mobile. I am positive, knowing how evil AT&T is, that they would have done worse had I gone to an AT&T store.
There's an excellent chance of that.
And by the way, I ended my column with a little note that said, you know, AT&T is still redefining the word unlimited.
That's true. Good reminder.
But this time,
their unlimited is not unlimited.
At least now they admit it in the fine print in the ad.
That's fair.
They didn't used to. They used to just pretend.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. So, progress.
It's time to go. Let's get out of here.
That's gonna do it for us. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. Thank you, as always, Bob, for coming by.
My pleasure.
And I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.